Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. Father, I won't lie to you. It can be hard for me sometimes to be single, without romance, companionship, someone to share my life with in a good and growing relationship. Yet, your servant Paul spoke for you in your word and taught us that if we are single, we have more time to serve you. We can remain more focused on the work of the gospel. Lord, I willfully trust you with the when and if I am to have a companion. I submit to your will, Lord. Not mine. In the meantime, and Father, I praise you for the meantime, for this day, for the time you have given me to now focus on your work. Lead me, Father, as you see fit for my life. Amen. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. Thank you. view. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself. Holy Spirit, search my heart. Show me if I have done any wrong that would cause me to miss an opportunity to have in my life someone whom you have sent. Show me now if I have pleased you in this time of being single. If there stands anything between you and me, please reveal that to me and help me to repent. I want to have a pure heart before you, Lord. Amen. For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus Himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for His own disciples, asking His Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs, and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for His help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask Him in your own words. Jesus, please help me to keep in mind that you see me as a complete and whole person, an individual, unique and filled with your Spirit and good gifts that can allow me to serve you to my greatest potential. Help me to remember that I do not have to have a companion in order to live well and be pleasing to you in every way. God, please guide me to not be overcome by my emotions or sexual temptations, but to be overwhelmed by your love. Help me to show that love to others Help me to even be an encourager to others who are single and struggling. I ask these things in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. As the music continues, ask the Lord for His help and know that He enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for His help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself. Lord, I yield my all to you. Though there may be times when my body or my emotions or my intellect may cry out to have a companion, right now, I choose you as my companion. I give you all my thanks for the blessings you have brought into my life. Though I may find myself questioning your will or your wisdom for my life, I will try again and again to keep my trust in you. You know if it is best for me to either remain single or not. I will continue to practice obedience to your word, whether or not I have a companion. I love you, Lord, and I am grateful that you have chosen me, that you have known me since before anything existed, that you want me. Thank you. Amen. For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. Part 5, Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are Hosea chapter 29, verses 19 and 20, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 26 through 28, and Matthew chapter 6, verses 32 and 33. And I will make you my wife forever. I will be honest, good, fair, and faithful to you. I will show you my love, my mercy and compassion. I will be true to you as my wife. Then you will know me, the Lord. Because current pressures are difficult on us from all sides, I think it's probably best to just stay as you are. So, are you married? Stay married. Are you unmarried? Don't get married. But there really isn't any sin in getting married, whether you're a virgin or not. All that I'm trying to get across is that when you marry, you will have to take on additional stress on top of the stress you already live in. I'm just trying to help you avoid further stress, if you can or want to. Your Father in heaven knows exactly what you need. But you need to seek Him first. That relationship is most important. Then He will give to you what it is that you really need. Part 6, Renewal. During this time, you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us, because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good. And He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you.
this love that you have for me. It has no beginning, it has no end, unfailing love. It's what you have for me, unfailing love. It's what you have for me. Sometimes I feel so small, but your great love, it washes over me. Yeah, your great love, it sets the captives free. Sets the captives free.